TCR Diaries for January 24th, 2018. All right, so this is something that I wrote back in January 2018, January 24th. Here we go. Well into my way of 12-step recovery, I started confusing the word practice with perfected, somehow. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and had perfected, and practiced these principles in all our affairs. That's step 12 of Alcoholics Anonymous. I thought that because I'd worked all the other steps and had arrived at number 12 that I should be over some hump, passed the bump, made the jump, maybe even overflowing with love while walking with spiritual principles or whatever. It wasn't something that I consciously thought. I knew the step used the phrase, practice these principles, similar to applying them, but for whatever reason I was holding myself to a perfected standard, below the surface, like not holding myself wide awake in front of my eyes, but more like that creepy horror show music playing softly in the background, how it holds you. Of course, then I would feel like I was coming up short and imperfect, and not know why. But just because I've had that spiritual awakening, that doesn't mean I've perfected anything. I have to continue to practice the principles, much the way Maggie needs to practice her cello. Granted, with working the other steps and making it to 12, I have been elevated in a new plane of existence, to a new plane of existence, but I'm not cured or healed, by any stretch. Okay, that elevated part sounds a bit arrogant, but I have changed. Anyway, it's funny how our mind can know something up here, but then deeper down in the canyon, we believe or feel something else. If something's bothering me, I should investigate, even if it seems minor. If anything is making me feel bad about me, something's off, no matter how slight or subdued or subliminal it may feel. I need to have a closer look under the covers to see what's going on, see what's what. And in this case, then discard that ridiculous notion of perfection. Just because I got to a certain point in life, that doesn't mean I'm going to stay at that point. I need to continue to do those things that got me there. So that's all I wrote. Do you got 30 seconds? Take the super duper quick and easy podcast survey. There's a link in the show notes towards the bottom. Also, I've been ramping up the corresponding videos. Some of you are watching them now. You can find them on tcrbang.com, which is my website. You can find them on the YouTubes, on the Instagrams, etc., etc. Just search for TCR Bang, and you'll find them. You should watch, because videos are so quarantine. I've gotten into where I'm watching a lot of videos. Because I want that human connection. I want to see other people. I've been working at home since mid-March, and some days I don't even talk to anybody unless it's over my computer. So seeing more and more people, even if it is through a video on Instagram or whatever, it makes a human connection. It makes, I almost said bond, but in some ways, it does feel like I kind of bond with people when I listen to their podcast or watch their videos or whatever, because I'm hearing intimate details about them, and then I'm seeing their facial expressions or whatever as they're talking and as they're sharing. So I've been doing more and more videos. That's my point. You can find them. Let's go out and look for them. That's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.